Here we are. It's Thanksgiving Day, and it's lunchtime, and there's no Thanksgiving turkey dinner for me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, who is not a very good creator. And I will tell you why. So, bringing you the instant illumination. I'm not a very good creator for some reason or other. I love turkey. Not a great deal of it, but enough of it. I like the big thighs. I think the legs are the really great part of the turkey. And they didn't even buy me a turkey leg, you know.
No.
What did they do? They went out and bought me ham, just because I told them it would be nice to have a ham dinner.
Right.
And so I was expecting at noontime a ham dinner, and no ham dinner. I called Ellen, because I saw no cooking was going on in the kitchen. And I said, Ellen, is our Thanksgiving dinner at noon, or is it going to be a little later? She says, oh, it's going to be in the evening. She says, noon is just ordinary, you know. I said, well, thanks a lot, you know. Evening is when we finish off what's left over of the turkey, you know. That's what we always do in the evening. Thanksgiving is a noontime meal where the whole day is dedicated to cooking the meal. The whole day is dedicated to making it. The whole day is dedicated to having all the neighbors in, all the friends in, and having Julie and Art and having David and Desiree and all these other interesting people. You know, that's when you bring in all the Indians and the people who you don't have good relationships with, and you sort of try to help develop good relationships. Well, c'est la vie. Obviously, you understand that there's no turkey on my table right now, and there's not going to be one. There's just going to be some ham at supper time.
No, and it's going to be turkey too.
It's going to be a big, beautiful, wonderful ham that Ellen had Sylvia select from, what's the name of it?
Harvest Ranch.
Harvest Ranch down in El Cajon. Ellen and I had gone in and did a little research ahead of time, and we saw how they did them and thought, that's great. So, here we are. Now, here it is Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is supposed to be like Christmas time. Thanksgiving is supposed to mess you up totally on your diet. You're supposed to have cookies on the table and bottles of wine sitting around, and you're supposed to have all sorts of cakes, chocolate mousse, you know, and all these other silly things, and you're supposed to do everything you can to mess up the diet. In a nice way, you know, having healthy things. And so, being that Ellen has come from Switzerland and Germany, and being Sylvia has come from Switzerland, and Ingeborg has come from Germany and Italy, I mean, they are unaware of what Thanksgiving really means in America. Thanksgiving really means that tank up, you know. It really means to eat far more than you should. But you don't have to eat the wrong things. You can always have a lot of good stuff. You can have a lot of beautiful things that are delicious to eat and not so fattening and what have you. But women have never learned how to cook without being fattening. They want to use grease. They want to use grease, and they want to baste it and baste it and baste it and baste it in its own grease and its own butter until the meat is so saturated with the fat that you might as well have a piece of bacon, you know, if you're going to play the game. But this is part of the game of Thanksgiving. And I'm warning you ahead of time, this is a game of Christmas. Now, I haven't said anything up to now, and the girls have been with me about 30 years. And every year, I hopefully come to the table with my knife and fork and my special napkin that I hang around my neck, and I'm ready to have
dig in.
That's right. And lo and behold, it's all healthy foods. And every day of the week, every day of the year, we can have healthy foods. But on Thanksgiving, let's be traditional, sort of, more or less, sort of like that, you know, and lay it on. And I think that is really what Thanksgiving shows. Now, what is Thanksgiving all about? Thanksgiving is all about a matter of sharing our love, sharing my love, if you will, because Thanksgiving is for each of us, sharing my love with all those in my world. in calling as many people as I can and saying I love you, in giving people hugs. Hugs is one of the most wonderful ways in the world of sharing love. They've done psychology and they've done research on hugs, and they have found that people who hug are healthier people than people who don't hug. People who hug are people who are able to be untouched by other people. They're hugging because they love themselves and they're loving everybody else. Whether the other person hugs back well enough or bad enough or good enough or not enough, it makes no difference at all. No difference at all. And if anybody ever tells you that hugging is bad, what they're trying to tell you is that they don't like themselves and they don't think that they're worthy of being hugged. And or it could be someone who's very selfish. I want your hugs for me. You don't go hugging everybody else in the world just for me. I'm selfish. I want those hugs for me. You know? And that's not what this is all about. If the hugs are for you, you can be sure that they're going to be hugs that are going to have a string attached to it. They're going to have some wants attached to it. When you hug everybody, it's just to give and give and give and outflow all of the unconditional love that you are. That's fantastic. And when you kiss other people, we do our morning om every day. And we say, om, 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 om. And then we turn to everybody and we say, I like me, 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 seven times. And then we say, peace. Now, why are we doing this? Are we doing this because we're trying to impress the world with our om and our like me and our kiss? No, not at all. We're doing this because we are so filled with unconditional love. We're just pouring it out. Now, what does the word om mean? The om has any meaning you want to give it. The meaning we give it often is God in you. Okay, now, I'm saying, om, God in me, om, God in me, om, God in me, om, God in me. I like me, 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 I like me. Now, is that so bad? I think that's very good. At the Meninger Foundation, where I first learned about this, medical doctors, scientists, and people from all the upper monkeybuck walks of educational life were there, and we're doing the om and learning it and understanding how it came out of a tradition of sharing the cosmic love. And it's really quite powerful. It's quite powerful. It can send out healing vibrations of tremendous import to anyone who's ready to listen and receive it. And even if you're not ready to listen and receive it, I can send out healing vibrations to anybody, and they won't know what's happening to them, but they will just be nicer people because of it. I said, peace, you're wonderful, peace, let go. You're filled with love, you're filled with joy, you're filled with peace. And they turn to me and they say, well, Herb, how are you doing? I said, just fine. I feel so peaceful, and I don't say a word. I don't say a word, because I'm not going to let them know that I'm planting seeds and that they are readily harvesting them. Never. That's their choice. But the thing is, this is what we want to learn to do. We want to learn at Thanksgiving time. It's a time of continuing our being unconditionally loving. It's a time of sharing the turkey, sharing the food. It's a time of sharing our love. It's a time of sharing with all those that we love how much we love them. And when people, like we just had a phone call from Christy in London, England, and London, England does not share our Thanksgiving Day, because London, England thought it was terrible for us to slip away from the crown. they wanted the British to have us as a colony, and we didn't want that. And we changed our mind about it. But in any event, I think they've probably forgotten about it by now. And so Christy called, and she says, just want to tell you, have a happy Thanksgiving. And we said, wonderful, wonderful. She had been calling us about some healing programs that she had going, and we were working with her on that, and I thought, sure, she was calling to tell us that we should continue our healing program. But she didn't want us to continue our healing program because that's already done. And how wonderful, how wonderful. And this is what we always know. When people don't ask us to treat more for whoever it is they asked us to treat for, then it's because the treatment's done. The work is done. The healing is done. And how wonderful that is! So, that's beautiful, isn't it? That's beautiful. This is the kind of Thanksgiving that we have, where all of our treatments are done. All of our treatments are fulfilled. Every person who has written to the Worldwide Healing Ministry over the past year, and there are thousands of them who have written in and called in and talked to us about it, and they have in turn talked to others about it, and their healings are complete. Anyone who didn't have a healing didn't call us. And that's their business. But know that it's done. Know that you're wonderful. And know that Thanksgiving is a time for lots of fun, good food, and sharing, and laughter, and singing, and being very, very unconditionally loving and happy. So come on over for a hug this afternoon. We'll be happy to share with you, because that's the name of our game.
And to our Thanksgiving dinner.
And for our Thanksgiving dinner. How great that is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you eternally.
Bye.